I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep people stuck. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Joseph Kiss. Joseph is the founder and CEO of Somebody to Hire, a virtual staffing solution in the Philippines, which caters to small and medium-sized businesses. Joseph is a husband, a father, and a business owner dedicated to helping other business owners in ways they never thought was possible. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me, David. Much appreciated.
I love the way you sent me a very short bio that focuses just as much on your being a husband and a father as it does on your being a business owner and what you actually do in your business.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's a balance, right? I mean, most of us have families, and if you don't have a spouse or a child, and if you're a single person, a single entrepreneur, I mean, you still have other family around. And I like to think that, you know, business is definitely important, but you also have to keep your family in mind. So whenever I, you know, talk about my business, I also like to think about my family in a way that that does include them. Because really, why are we all trying to, you know, create a business, build a business, help people? Obviously, I just nailed it. You want to help people, but you also want to help the people around you, right? So, and most of that is a financial deal.
Right. No, it starts with the very personal.
Absolutely. I mean, the business I built, if I can get into that just for a moment, it was, it's something that, you know, I feel very passionate about. I mean, my wife is from the Philippines, and obviously our 2.5-year-old daughter is also half Filipina. And I've been to the Philippines many times, outsourcing. I've dealt with outsourcing in previous jobs that I've held, and coming to the Philippines and realizing the power of the Filipino people and the spirit here and the way things work. It's beautiful. I think everything came together at the right moment for me, and obviously we're helping a lot of people in ways they never thought was possible.
So let's go back to the beginning. How did you how did you recognize the importance of outsourcing?
Well, look, I mean, you've got a lot of people out there that are trying to wear the do it all, be it all hat, whatever you want to call it. You know, entrepreneurs that that perhaps want to leave their job, or ones that have already left their job and they're making some sort of money in their business. It could be a medium-sized business, what have you. A lot of people think or tend to think that they need to do everything on their own. Now, I don't know if this is something that we were taught in school. I mean, I believe some of it was.
But, I agree, you know, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. So people tend to think that they need to do everything. And unfortunately, you don't have to do everything, especially in a business. Now, I always look at Richard Branson. I mean, the guy is not flying all of his airplanes. He's not, you know, he wasn't managing all of the Virgin record stores when they were around. I know that might look to people in that example, that might look as something unattainable, but really what he did well was he had concepts and ideas that he brought to fruition. And how did he do that? He did that by delegation. Now, if you're a small business owner and you're trying to do all your bookkeeping, you're trying to do all your social media, doesn't matter. A lot of these entrepreneurs out there, and I was one of them, you know, we're trying to do everything all at the same time. And that is where people fall on their faces, because they're not actually doing what they should be doing, which is really sales, for example. I mean, if you've got a service or a product, what you should be doing is marketing yourself and also selling your product and service. So, I mean, look, I'm fortunate enough to be on your show, David, And this is obviously another part of the marketing gear for myself and obviously for your show here as well, right? So these are the things that I enjoy doing that obviously grow the business and expand it and also show people, how to do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Joseph, what was your business where you were trying to do it all?
Oh, online marketing, affiliate marketing years back. So, we had, I tried to learn how to work with WordPress. I tried to learn it all. And basically what it comes down to is, even if you're an affiliate marketer, you can actually delegate a lot of the work that you don't know how to do. So why learn WordPress and spend days and weeks? I mean, I literally spent weeks trying to tweak my website and my websites. And that was the most ridiculous time ever because I was always frustrated. And, I started to use guys in India and the Philippines. And that's where I fully realized that, this is something that that needs to happen. And in order to have, bring back your sanity, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Why do you think delegation is so hard for people?
I think a lot of, like I was saying before, a lot of people don't want to let go. They feel like they need to do everything. Or, here's a good example, bookkeeping. Not everybody knows how to do it. There are, online tools and solutions such as Xero and QuickBooks, et cetera, where you can plug in your information. But even then, there's a small learning curve there. And with bookkeeping in particular, people might not want to share their financial information. Now with us at Somebody to Hire, I've delegated my bookkeeping and many other parts of the business, obviously, where, I don't know about you, David, but do you enjoy doing your bookkeeping?
I hate it. I hate it. I happen to, it's funny, Joseph, I happen to be good at it, but I hate it.
Oh, okay. Well, I was never good at it. I hated math in high school. I did the bare minimum just to get by. I know that sounds crazy, but that's just one example among many that, where people don't want to let go because maybe they're afraid. They don't want to lose the control over their business. And I mean, obviously there's definitely ways of protecting yourself. So, we can get into that as well. For example, using LastPass. Most people in your audience, I'm sure, have heard of LastPass. So, when you're working with VAs or virtual assistants, virtual staff, doesn't matter where they are in the world, could be in the US, could be in Philippines or India, LastPass allows you to share passwords without giving your passwords away. So that's just a simple tool, very simple tool that you can use to keep yourself protected.
Yeah, I know there are all kinds of tools like this.
Absolutely.
And what are some of the transformations that you've seen when people do delegate properly?
Transformations? Well, first of all, when they do delegate properly, as you said, they win back a lot of time. And what do they say? Time is of the essence. So, time for me means being able to spend it with family. I've got a daughter, I've got a wife. Right now I'm in the Philippines and, there's a lot going on with families and birthdays, et cetera. Now, try running a business where you're doing everything. Where, for example, when I was doing the affiliate marketing stuff years back, it's just you spend all day and all night. And the problem is if you have a job at the same time and you work 8 hours a day, you have no time for anybody, right? Besides that. And I know a lot of people out there are still working, trying to build their business. So the important thing is winning time back so that you can spend it doing things that you enjoy. For example, being with family. And also, being able to delegate means having things done for you. And what's wrong with that? I mean, there's so many entrepreneurs that are realizing the power of outsourcing and virtual staff because things get done while you're either sleeping or while you're working on other important tasks such as sales.
Yeah, and actually, if you're based like I am in the US and you hire somebody in the Philippines, it literally does get done while you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Right now we're 16 hours ahead of Pacific time. David, you're an Eastern Standard Time, so we're only, well, 13 hours, so half a day ahead of you. But our staff do work around the clock from our office. So we've got daytime staff. So when you're sleeping, David, and the rest of America is sleeping, our staff are working. Or when you're awake, our staff, some of them work overnight. It just really depends on, what needs to be done. So we've got customer service, and obviously, if customer service needs to be around, we're working at night local time here in the Philippines.
Yeah. So, Joseph, what do you think are some of the most important elements to building a business?
Most important elements, not going on Facebook, not spending all your time all day on social media. I see a lot of people doing that. I used to do that myself and spend way too much time. What you should be doing is really researching your niche, your market. You can set up things like Google Alerts, which bring in, stories from online in real time about your industry or whatever keywords that you set up. I would suggest going and reading books from that have been there and done that. So, I mean, if you're looking for sales books, you've got guys like Brian Tracy, who goes around. He does a lot of talks as well, and you can find him on YouTube about sales and sales tactics. I would always encourage people to listen and read from those who have done it, because if you're going to go hire a business development person to help you build your business, but they haven't actually built a business themselves, and I've seen this, it just doesn't make sense. So another way of putting it is, if you want to get in shape, and let's say you're overweight, you would never want to go to the gym and hire someone that is also overweight. You want to look for the person that is fit, toned, and ready to explode on the weights. Because I've seen that as well in the gym, people hiring people to help them that are in no better shape than they are. I just don't understand that. So always try to go after people that have experience in building a business. I mean, that's where I would start first, is definitely looking at people around you, mentors, et cetera, that have built businesses. And start from there.
Now, let's say you have a business that is a going concern. You've been running it for a while. There's a market for what you sell, but you seem to have hit a plateau. You can't seem to scale beyond the size that it is. In your experience, what might be some of the causes?
Some of the causes. Well, not delegating enough. So, there are business owners again out there that don't have the capacity to go beyond where they are today, because they're still not delegating enough and concentrating on the one or two things that need to be done. So there are business owners that, go to meetings, which are important, obviously, internally. They're just still doing the things in their business, performing those tasks that are wasting their time, if that makes sense.
Well, Joseph, what was the first, your first aha moment around delegation where you started to delegate yourself?
The first aha moment was when I heard people around me saying, "Hey, why don't you delegate and stop worrying about all that stuff?" So, delegation and outsourcing is not new. This is not something that just came around in the last couple of years. It's been going on for a long time in many different industries. But the aha moment is when you have someone perform work for you and you don't have to do it, and they come back to you and say, "Hey, look what I've done for you." And you say, "Oh my God, this would have taken me 3 weeks, but this person did it for you within a day or two." That is so very, very important. And that's where people need to realize that is the moment where you become more clear in terms of your goals and your aspirations in your business, because now you have time to focus on the things that really matter. Again, sales and the marketing gears of your business, rather than having 20 different tasks daily that need to get done. And have you ever noticed, David, that a lot of times they don't get done because your head is racing all over the place, right?
That's actually a great point to bring up, because if you notice that there's something that is on your to-do list that is staying on your to-do list day after day after day, why is it there and why isn't somebody else assigned to do it?
Exactly. And it's so easy now to hire virtual staff through different websites, job posting sites. You can hire staff locally within the US. You can come to us for Filipino staff. There's virtual assistants in India. So it's very easy, depending on what you need done, to actually have it delegated and completed for you. So I challenge people listening to this to actually try it if they haven't before. Use virtual staff. I'm not saying come to us, just try it. And it's something that you will thoroughly enjoy when you see the benefits of not having to waste time. Because look, there's so many things in your business that need to be done that don't actually create sales, but they have to get done, right?
Right.
So why not have others do it for you while you concentrate on making sales?
Right. Also,
That's the entire point.
if they free up time so that the person who or people who are responsible for making sales have more time to make sales, then you will generate more sales and your business will grow.
Exactly. It's all about scaling your business. And the way to scale it, going back to one of your previous questions, is to have less tasks on your plate so you can concentrate on those one or two building blocks that will bring your business to the next level.
Joseph, who've been some of the people who've been most influential in your thinking to help you move forward in your career and develop your own business skills?
Yeah, I mean, you've got guys like Brian Tracy. There's countless. I mean, you've got people like Richard Branson. I mean, I really love reading books as well as listening to these guys talk. I mean, I don't have a lot of time to be listening. One thing I can recommend though is listening to audiobooks. There's a few from Brian Tracy that will definitely help people listening to this, such as The Science of Confidence, I believe it's called. If you listen to that, see, the thing is, once you listen to these kind of audiobooks and or you read books, what happens is the messages get implanted into your subconscious. So really, what you're doing by listening or reading books, listening to audiobooks and podcasts such as yours, David, is basically funneling information into your head. And I see that a lot of times with very successful people. They're always reading, especially the ones that have corporations, always reading and always bettering themselves and always educating themselves. So that's a tip that I can definitely give out there, and just let your audience know that, it's good to actually listen to audiobooks. And if you still have a 9-to-5, I'm sure you may have heard this elsewhere, but it's true. You do have that 10, 20, 30, 40, 50-minute ride to work. Why not throw on, a podcast where you're listening to, business development tactics or what have you, whatever it is that is a part of your niche or going to help you grow your business. Because those are the moments during the day where you do have the time, and a lot of people come out and say, "Well, I don't have time." I mean, really, you do have time. You have the commute, whether you drive or you take the bus, and you also have, obviously, gym time or the time you're going to bed, the time you're waking up. You can put a radio in your shower nowadays. It's not difficult.
All true. Joseph, Who do you know personally who is currently doing remarkable work?
Am I allowed to say names?
Of course you're allowed to. As long as you're not, it's not an issue of confidentiality.
Yeah, of course. Remarkable work. Let's see. Well, again, I point back to Richard Branson. The guy keeps expanding his empire consistently. The reason is he holds masterminds at Necker Island. I mean, that isn't that amazing? He, you know, I forget how much it is. 20,000, 25,000, and you spend just a few short days with you know, other incredible entrepreneurs. It's something that I'd actually like to do one day myself, and hang out with Richard Branson. How cool would that be? You know, we've got other entrepreneurs right now. For example, I just met one in the Philippines who has, according to him, he's got 90 some odd. Virtual assistants here in the Philippines. I'm not kidding you, 90 something. So that's 90 virtual assistants working day and night in his business. And I'm not saying that he leans back and does nothing all day, but close to it. So
what kind of business is it?
Let's just say it's online marketing. I don't want to give any direct information away. Otherwise, I might be giving him away.
Okay.
But it's definitely affiliate and online marketing. There you go.
Cool.
Joseph. Yeah, there's a lot of people doing a lot of great work out there. And I'll tell you again, and it's not because I own an outsourcing business and not because I'm trying to push it. The power of delegation has let a lot of online entrepreneurs and offline entrepreneurs, you know, scale their businesses so that, you know, they can do, again, I keep coming back to it. The most important things as a business owner is to work on sales and marketing. And the most successful guys are the ones that are able to delegate as much as possible. I mean, next time you go into a corporation, you look at the guy in the main office, the CEO, the owner, whoever it might be, and they are not working in the accounting department. They are not working in the IT department. There are always people there to handle the small bits of work where in the end, the CEO, the owner of the company works on the business development plans of where the company should be 1 year, 5 year, 10 years, and 20 years from now. And then he has everybody else do the work and execute it so that they can reach those goals.
It's totally true. Totally
yeah.
true.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I would never ask the CEO of a large company to help us with the, you know, their IT work. I mean, the entire point is, you know, outsource to human beings that show up on site, that know how to do the work, and they do it.
Joseph, what are you working on now? What do we have to look forward to from you and your company?
Well, right now we're really working on our marketing stuff. So we haven't been great at the marketing side of things lately. So you're going to see a podcast coming out very, very soon. It has to do with business development and outsourcing. So we're getting people on the show, guests that have built businesses that have used virtual staff, outsourcing, et cetera. Other things to look forward to, we've got an email automation service that we're launching very soon. So look out for that. We'll be helping small and medium-sized businesses build their lists, or if they already have a list, they can come over to us and we help them monetize their lists with our systems. And marketing wise, I'm putting myself out there more, more memes, more pictures and videos that are coming out as well with me, you know, expressing and really explaining what we do so that people understand who we are. You know, I'm a nice guy. So if people want to contact me, they can. I think I'm a nice guy. And, you know, I'm always up to speaking with, you know, other entrepreneurs about what they're doing and how, you know, how we can help, or, you know, how outsourcing can help their business, because every entrepreneur that I speak with, every one of them, I always lay out an actionable plan that they can use to free up more time, delegate, and worry about, you know, the more important things.
Yeah, and actionable is the key.
Absolutely. You can't do anything without action. You can wish.
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, wish. Yeah, and a lot of people are wishing. And you know what, David? There's that book, The Secret. Well, I'll tell you what. The Secret, the book, is BS. You cannot sit there and meditate and, you know, say, oh, I want $1 million. I want $1 million. The secret is you put it out there, but you also work for it. And in order to work for $1 million and to get to $1 million, you need help. So don't do it all yourself.
That's a great message. Joseph, how can listeners learn more about you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they want to try working with virtual assistants, our staff are fully housed in our office here in the Philippines. They can come to somebody2hire.com. That's with a number two. And even if you type in TO, it's okay. It will direct to the right URL. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somebody2hire. And, you know, come connect with me on LinkedIn. It's should be in your show notes, David, I believe. And, you know, they can find me there. We can have a chat. Let me know. I'm always open to chatting with business owners.
Sounds good. Well, Joseph, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau and for doing so at an hour that is kind of pushing the envelope on your end. And a little less so on my end with a 13-hour time difference.
I love this, David. It's 7:04 according to my laptop in the morning here, December 1st. So we're already into December. You will be soon, sort of.
Yeah, we're still in November.
Yes. And I love doing these things, so no problems at all. I mean, I woke up just after 5 a.m., you know, got 2 cups of coffee, and here we are talking, so... These are the things that I enjoy most in my business.
Good. Well, I enjoy it too. And thank you for coming on. My guest today has been Joseph Kiss, founder and CEO of Somebody to Hire. Thank you again, Joseph, for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate your time. Thank you, David. Much appreciated.